91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. I have Marie Michelle with me. Jimmy James said he didn't have a ride.
No ride.
And I'm not picking him up in Rhode Island. I don't think the state permits me anymore to leave. So, what's going on, Marie?
What's going on?
We lost Greg Lake. The other day, yeah, just yesterday, I guess.
I did not hear that.
I guess I'll play some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer later. I would play the Father Christmas song, but I heard Mike play it earlier. Beautiful
song. Thank
you. Beautiful song.
Yeah, you're going to hear that a lot.
Yeah, I heard it already. Yeah. I heard it yesterday on ZLX. I almost called in. You know, I used to work at ZLX, and I remember the program director over there, when I worked there.
Yeah.
I was there for 4 years, and it was really strict. Every Christmas, no Christmas music whatsoever.
Ah, they're playing it this year, though.
I know. I've heard them. I almost caught one. I heard that. That was the first song I heard. Now I've heard it. Not that I'm listening to ZLX all the time. But I did hear two songs. But when I first heard that, Chuck Nolan was on. I almost called in and went, "Hey, well, you're breaking the rules." But, yeah, I guess they told them it's okay this year. Unless they got rid of that jerk PD over there. If they did, I'll put in my
reinstatement?
Yeah. I'll be knocking on Carter Allen's door. Hi, Carter. Merry Christmas. Like they're listening. What do you guys want to hear? 855-915-9636. You might hear a band in the other room. It's not my band. We did have Charlie Don't Surf. Oh, we got to get some Clash music to play because we were supposed to have a Clash cover band.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They canceled at the last minute. And it's kind of a good thing they did because they decided to make a video in Studio D. They said they sent me an email. I didn't see anything about it. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
That's how much pull I get around it. That's how much power I have around it. I have so much to talk about, and I can't think of any of it right now. That's okay. We're 91.5 WMFO in Bedford. How about, I don't know. It's pretty cold outside, isn't it?
I'd say so, yeah.
I'm going to play It's Cold Outside.
Oh, okay.
Not the version, you know. Not even the same song. It's Stiff Peters.
Well, my world used to be warm.
Yes, Farewell Kirsten. She did a great something about the women's
something
show
about the woman,
from
yeah.
Studio C. They had a lot of problems this morning. Well, I guess they came in and Rivendell was down, so automation probably wasn't on. I bet the station was dead all night.
All night, probably, yeah.
Right. But, so they did it from studio. Well, they went into Studio C thinking Rivendell would work
over there.
That's our audio system over here, Rivendell. So they went over there and tried that, and it didn't work, but they were in Studio C and didn't
move. How'd they do this show there? Because they don't have the CD players. They don't
there's...
Oh, there is? Okay.
There's two CD players, okay. And I think there's even a turntable over there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I switched it back for my show. I wasn't doing it from that little cramped studio.
You've done it before, haven't you?
I have, and it stunk. I had guests that day, too. They actually, like, played, like, in the doorway. Because they couldn't fit in the room.
Right, no. Like, it's like it's the one person in there.
If you can hear right now, there is a
cozy
band next door.
Yeah, that studio's working fine. Yeah,
well, we're just lucky Charlie Don't Surf canceled, because then we'd have a big...
The background.
Big dilemma.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you heard, I didn't have the thigh scrape as usual theme today.
I must admit, it felt great hearing
David Bowie.
Yeah.
than yours truly. It is. That is the original theme song to A Crash Course for the Ravers, where we got it from. And I had to play that one today. It was actually on vinyl because our audio system wasn't working. So.
All the crackles, pops.
Yep. And I don't have thigh scrapers on anything else but that. Not that song, anyways.
Guys have to make a CD or something. So, in the future.
Yeah, we should actually make, I mean, we have at least four
You could do
originals.
A EP, well, they call it EP.
Yeah, we should do an EP. We gotta get in the studio. That's for sure.
You do.
Thigh scrapers. Charlie Don't Surf. Yes, they canceled. Why don't we play that song? We have it right here on vinyl.
Yeah, the obvious choice.
Clash, Charlie Don't Surf.
here's the story of Abigail Rocket Blast. Well, just want to say, well, you changed your name to Abigail Rocket Blast. Then they lined you up for the Hollywood movie cast. With all them big cigars and money cars, you thought you were a movie star. Abigail Blast, you sure are changing fast. When you were just 16, you were knocking at the agent's door. Because the silver screen is what a movie queen lives for. They gave you nicks and dreams and picks and greens. You threw away your old blue jeans. But Abigail Blast, the use in you. I saw you sitting in the soda store where all the cast of Stardust falls, where they write their names on the floor and hang the photographs on the walls. Up but to me, you still got Sweet 16 written on your old blue jeans. But I'm getting rid of Abigail Blast. I'll call you Rocket, forget the past.
You didn't know who did that one, huh?
No, I did not. Sound like Elvis to me.
We rock it. That's the name of the song. That was a 70s glam band, Mud.
Ah, not even close.
And speaking of glam bands, you know, Brian Johnson. Well, I guess they were glam. Brian Johnson was in a sort of semi kind of glam band before AC/DC. Brian Johnston.
What band was that?
It's a Johnson or Johnston, you know, from AC/DC.
No.
He was in the band Geordie before AC/DC. Taking over for Bon Scott. Of course. I have some right here. You want to hear what he sounded like before AC/DC?
It's Brian Johnson, by the way.
I know, Brian Johnson. I wasn't sure for a second. I was having a brain fart.
Brain fart, yep, it happens.
Yes, AC/DC frontman now. My favorite AC/DC frontman is Bon Scott, but maybe we'll get some vinyl and play some.
I couldn't tell the difference, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I can, big time. I mean, they do sound similar, and you'll see. I mean, this still sounds like Brian Johnson, but he doesn't sound like AC/DC Brian Johnson. It sounds a little more cheery here.
A little more cheery? Okay.
Right. This one's called All Because of You on MFO.
I can read.
is just made out of dirt. That women never really think. That villains always blink their eyes. That children are the only ones who blush. And that life is just to die.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer albums rolling around us, trying to figure out what
all
to play.
Apart. They're so old.
yeah, Greg Lake's passing. We have to play something for them. And Father Christmas is played just a little while ago by Mike Newman on his fabulous show. We want to play Carnival 9, you know, and I have...
Yes, and we have a couple albums with it. We think we're going to play live.
Let's try this one live. It's okay. We'll try and find out more about it, but this is Carnival 9.
Well, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. What do you want to know about it?
Just like what year? Can you find out what year? I don't even know how long this is. I can't find the... There must be a time on it. Let's check it out.
Okay.
What year? What concert?
What, where, when?
Where? Yep. Here they are anyways. Rest in peace, Greg Lake.
Oh, Mr. Moon, I heard a wonderful idea. A bar in your power, we're going high. a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. I'm inside, the show's about to start.
Wow! That was some version of Carnival 9. Live, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. What year was that and where was it from?
That was 1974.
Nice. Where?
And on Wikipedia, it says that it was recorded worldwide, but it also says on the same page that it was Anaheim Convention Center in California.
Nice.
So you decide.
Yep, that's from the live album, Welcome Back, My Friends, to the show that never ends. Velvet Underground before that, Sweet Jane, live at Max's Kansas City, that was, and Vicious by Lou Reed from the Transformer album before that. I'm getting plenty of requests, but it's like, we can only play CDs and vinyl, so.
I'm enjoying going and grabbing the vinyl.
Okay, Cal wants to hear Bobby Fuller 4, I Fought the Law.
Okay. You got it. I just got Al's request, so whenever we can.
And Al, yep. Schmel, he wants to hear.
Al Pachulis.
Oh, that was Al Pachulis's?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says his favorite song.
King Crimson Cat Food. We have that on vinyl.
Which is funny, because I got to get cat food today.
Marie found it on vinyl. We'll play it in a little while. I got to cue it up, obviously. It's not.
Dust it off.
We're not just pressing buttons anymore.
Brian's working for it today, folks.
I work hard for the money. I have to do a PSA
you
this
do.
Hour.
Yeah.
A live one, right? It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or go get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
We do.
Right on, right on. What do I have? Oh, I got some Pixies live in Newport queued up.
Do it.
Check it out. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Outside by the boxcar waiting, outside the family stew, out by the fire breathing, outside we wait till face turns blue. I know the nervous walking, I know the dirty bed. Yeah.